Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
9:42, 18 before 10, Tommy Tucker joined by Cindy Nguyen, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about the Six Flags plan. Team led by local businessman Troy Henry won the city's approval yesterday to redevelop that abandoned Six Flags site in New Orleans East, which has been a constant reminder of Katrina since the storm passed. How are you, Cindy Nguyen? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Doing well. Tell me about this development, time frame on it. What is it going to look like? How is it going to develop? And why you are so happy with this, if in fact you are?
Yes, well, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. And yes, I'm really excited. And I think I've shared this on your show in reference to that. We would love to have both projects when we first started off. And I'm glad that we are, you know, Kern and West and stay at the table along with Bayou Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And so in reference to timelines, of course, yesterday the city has announced that Bayou Phoenix will be moving forward with the city to revitalize the 226 acres that's been abandoned since Katrina. And I think that that they will be meeting next week to look at timeline. So we want to make sure that I'm not putting anything out until the city and Bayou Phoenix sit down and really discuss about how does this look like. I would anticipate that they will be entering into a CEA agreement with the city along with the IDB board in reference to revitalization.
You're giving us a lot of letters there, Cindy, if you can slow down a little bit. Entering into a what agreement?
Kind of like a cooperative endeavor agreement, a CEA. Mm-hmm. With the City of New Orleans, with the Industrial Development Board, that's the IDB board that actually owns the property.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah. And so I think more to come, but exciting news is that we still have both projects and that Bayou Phoenix will be moving forward. And I look forward to working with Bayou Phoenix as well with Kern and West to make sure that we bring job opportunity to the east, to the City of New Orleans.
So when it comes to surety that this is going to happen and the mayor saying she didn't want to get everybody all revved up again and like so many times before where it was going to be this or it was going to be that, I'm talking about the old Six Flags site, are you confident? Because the mayor talked about not showing all of her cards or something like that, and I'm paraphrasing here. Are you confident this is going to happen? Are you 100% confident this is going to happen?
You know, I have to be confident because we have to believe that the process that we put in place has identified key players to be at the table. I think that every parties have to play their part. The City of New Orleans, since the City of New Orleans have selected Bayou Phoenix to help the city to revitalize the Six Flags site, then we got to make sure that we're very intentional about making that project successful. And so, and then, of course, Bayou Phoenix has been on the forefront of really promoting what they're willing and what they want to invest. And, of course, this is an opportunity for both the City of New Orleans and Bayou Phoenix to be very sincere about the intention in revitalizing the Six Flags site.
Do they have a history of development in other areas of the city?
Yeah, so I think partners that are part of Bayou Phoenix have experiences, so TKTMJ have several projects in my district. They're actually the owner and developer of the Lake Forest Senior Manor, over $30 million project that they're doing for my district, as well as they had several other projects. And then, and I know Troy Henry has several different projects in the city as well. And so I think the combination of them, as well as Hillwood, with is really the financial backup. And Hillwood has extensive experience in reference to projects. I believe we have key players at the table. I think all of the key players need to make sure that they're intentional and working together to make sure that we make this happen.
So who's
putting up what? We got to remove the politics out of this.
Right. Who's putting up what money? Where? Who? How much is Troy Henry's company putting up? How much is this Bayou Phoenix, rather, LLC putting up? How much is the city putting up? Or have those details been worked out yet?
No, I don't think so. I think it's very premature. I have not received a copy of the proposal that Bayou Phoenix submitted in response to the RFP that was due on September the 30th. And so I will be seeking for a copy of it and, of course, reviewing it. And then being a partner with the City of New Orleans to make sure that we are doing everything we should and we can to help make this project a reality.
I'm not a business person like you are, Cindy. I just am an average person. So when it says that they're going to build a 1 million square foot warehouse and logistics hub, what does that mean? What is a logistics hub warehouse for whom? And do they have somebody that wants to come here and occupy that space now? Or do you build it and hope they come?
I don't know if they have somebody coming, but I know that logistics center is really needed throughout the country. We see it popping up all over that creates buku of job opportunity. And so logistics is an angle that could really, generate the revenue that the project would need to really have a robust water theme park. And so those details, I don't have it. But I know that a logistics center is really critical to help generate the resources for all the amenity, particularly for Bayou Phoenix, to make sure that it happens. And so as we have, basically, you have Corning West and Bayou Phoenix that has very similar. They both included a logistics center. And so we got to make sure that they're both successful. So location is very key as well. So you should not have two logistics centers in one area. I think the East is large enough to where we can work, and I know that the administration is working with Kern and West to help identify location in the East. We got to make sure that both projects are successful, and the only way they could be successful is that they are not co-locating in the same area. And so, again, the East have Almanasta, the East have the old Walmart and Sam's location off of I-10. I think that would be an excellent location for a logistics center. And so I think as we move forward, we got to make sure, most importantly, that we're very intentional to make sure that Bayou Phoenix are very successful, since we have selected them to revitalize the 226 acres that has been sitting since Katrina.
So to be clear, they're going to build this logistics center and then hope that with a million square foot warehouse and hope that somebody wants to do business here, correct? That's the plan?
I think they're very confident that once they build the logistics center, they will have an operator there that will help generate the resources, and then they will move to phase two. And again, I haven't seen the timeline. These are just basically, projections. And so as we move forward with this process, I know there will be several meetings that's going to take place that's going to really define the CA, the timeline for Bayou Phoenix. But I think all parties need to come to the table with the intention of making it work. We've got to make sure that this round is going to work.
I guess I'm wondering how you go from how a logistics center leads to an indoor water park and a hotel and an e-sports arena, whatever that is, and an athletic complex.
Yeah,
do you
and
know
again,
what all of those things are? I mean, I understand what an indoor water park is and a hotel, but what's an e-sports arena?
And I think those are more, it's going to be defined as we continue the meeting with Bayou Phoenix. And again, I know that that was part of their proposal. And so, again, it's 226 acres. So there's a wealth of land there that you could actually have a logistics center. And then you could also incorporate the water park. So there's space there. I think is how do you put them in a timeline to make sure that the whole development is going to become a reality.
All right. It seems like there's not a whole lot of information on this, or at least if there is, it's not been released yet, has it?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, the announcement was just took place yesterday. And I think that as we move forward, there will be more information will be. And I know that we'll make sure that our office are very transparent in reference to how. And we're going to stay on top of this. I want to see this as a reality. I've been waiting for over 16 years. And so it is a priority for my office to make sure that we get this done right with a very transparent, accountable, and honest process for the community and make sure that the community continues to stay engaged.
Cindy, I appreciate your time as always. I really do. My name is Thomas, and I was appropriately named because I'll believe it when I see it, because it just seems like there are a lot of question marks here. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You Bye-bye. Bet. 9:50. You're always there when we need you. 9:52, 8 till 10. We'll find out what Newell Norman's got in for us when we come back here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.